The Amazing Kid by Isaiah Gerling. It was an ordinary day at the Davis house. Chris had been playing his Xbox that they won at a game show. He had played a lot of games and playing as the Baltimore Orioles. He had won all the games he had played and he was undefeated. He wanted to play one more game before he had to eat supper, and he was going to play against the Detroit Tigers. They were playing in the World Series. The series was tied 3-3. That meant that it was the rival game. Nothing had happened in the first few innings. Then Mom hollered, "Chris, it's time to eat supper. We're having your favorite pizza." But Chris didn't want to. He wanted to finish his rival game against the Tigers. But then Mom got all mad at him, and then he whispered to himself, "I better get down there." And he paused the game, and then they had Dr. Pepper, and they had a good dinner all together. Chris went back up to his room and resumed the game. Nothing had happened until the ninth inning. Suddenly, a person from the Orioles hit a solo home run on a 3-2 count. It was the Tigers' turn to bat. Miguel Cabrera hit another solo home run. They were all knotted up at one apiece. Then came the 10th inning. Chris made a pitching change. He brought in the best reliever on the team. He gave up 3 walks. Then Chris said madly, "Dang it!" He got out of the gym. He struck out 3 in a row. He had the bases loaded. That made him feel really good inside. Chris hollered so that his parents could hear him, "I had the bases loaded, Mom and Dad!" The excitement came to an end in about 2 seconds. Tigers hit another home run to make it 2-1. Chris thought steam was coming out of his ears, but Chris came back with a walk-off 2-run home run to beat the World Series, and the World Series was the Baltimore Orioles. It was 10 o'clock. That meant it was bedtime for Chris. He had a dream. Here is the dream that Chris had. He had a dream of one day becoming the most famous baseball player ever and playing for, of course, the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles would make the World Series just because of Chris. It was the best dream Chris had ever had. Very next morning, Chris would have been whisper talk for the morning because Dad was sleeping. He told Mom about the dream that Chris had. Mom got a little suspicious. Mom whispered to herself, "Why would my son be having a dream like that?" A couple of weeks, Mom thought about the dream Chris had. She even talked to Dad. He had no reason for why our son would have a dream like that. When Dad got home from work and Mom got home from work as well, they talked about it. Then Mom came up with a suggestion. "Maybe it's the game he's playing," said Mom, embarrassing. Dad interrupted Mom and said, "You really think a game like that our son is playing would make him feel like that?" said Dad madly. The room became silent. Chris was gone that night. He was out to eat with some of his friends from school. That meant that Mom and Dad had got some alone time for once. Before you know it, Chris was home, looking all sad. He had a black eye. Mom looked sad. She said, "What's the matter, honey?" Chris was too mad to talk. Chris said, "I got in a fight with all my friends." "How come?" "Because," Chris hollered. Mom said, "Because why?" "Because I don't want to tell you," Chris yelled loudly. Chris marched up to his room. Chris shut his door very loudly so everyone in the house could hear him. Then the very next morning, Chris woke up to find his dad watching SportsCenter, watching the highlights from baseball, football, and basketball. Chris signaled to come and sit by him. Chris decided to come sit by him. Dad said to Chris in the air, "You know, someday you could be like that. You're an amazing kid," said Dad. Chris thought for a moment, then said, "I know. They lived happily ever after."